In a post-election news conference today, President Clinton unveiled a few changes and outlined some immediate goals for his second term. He announced the departure of Leon Panetta as White House Chief of Staff and introduced his successor, banker Erskine Bowles. The president also said he would invite leaders of both parties to the White House next week to work on a balanced budget, and he promised to work for campaign finance reform. But reporters were more interested in their first opportunity to ask the president about questionable campaign contributions from foreigners, as NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Clinton hasn't held a full-dress press conference since January 11th, and today he confronted 10 months of accumulated questions from the media. He was asked to respond to the allegations that his campaign had raised money improperly from foreign interests. He defended the actions of Democratic Party fundraisers, pointing out that they were in the process of returning a number of large donations that may have been received in violation of campaign finance rules.
First of all, I believe that the Democratic Committee is doing the right thing by returning any contributions that were improperly tendered to it. And I certainly feel responsible to do that, and I would not tolerate their not doing it. Furthermore, I think Senator Dodd and Chairman Fowler did the right thing in trying to, if you will, develop a tighter screen for evaluating it. They acknowledged that they should have had a better screen, that they took in over a million contributions over 2 years from different people, and that they found these relatively small number that were wrong, and they should do it. And had that not been done, I would absolutely feel responsible for it, because I am a Democrat, and I'm the titular head of the Democratic Party.
Most of the donations that are now being returned were raised by John Wong, a senior party official who once worked for a large Indonesian conglomerate called the Lippo Group. Human rights organizations have suggested that Lippo's donations may have caused the president to soft-pedal his criticism of Indonesian human rights violations. The president denied that Lippo money had in any way affected his policies.
The answer to that is absolutely not. Indeed, look at the difference in my policy and my predecessor's policy. We changed our policy on arms sales because of East Timor, not to sell small arms. And we co-sponsored the resolution in the United Nations in favor of greater human rights for East Timor. And I'm proud that we did that. So I can tell you categorically that there was no influence.
Re-elected presidents rarely get much of a honeymoon, but this White House has had no time at all to savor its victory. Already, administration officials are grimly looking forward to a new round of congressional investigations into White House ethics and fundraising. One Republican, however, New York Senator Alphonse D'Amato, who was the head of the Senate committee investigating Whitewater, has said he is finished with the job of White House probes. D'Amato was up for re-election in 1998, and his approval rating in his home state has suffered because of his role as the chief White House inquisitor. The president said he hoped other Republicans would come to the same conclusion.
I imagine they will have debates in their party about what they should do. It's clear to me what the American people said. It's clear to me what the people of New York said. It's clear to me but even in the states that I did not carry, you know, we lost Georgia by 10,000 or 15,000 votes or something. This country was divided as to just exactly which way to tilt, but they were collected around the idea that we needed to keep making progress, but do it by working together from the center. And I think that's what Senator D'Amato recognized.
The president said that his top priority for the next term would be to finish the work of balancing the budget. In order to do that, the president must find a way to keep the Medicare trust fund solvent and to preserve it for the baby boom when that huge generation retires. During the campaign, the president said he would form a bipartisan commission to solve this problem. Today, he refused to say who he might put on such a commission or when it might convene. Bob Dole has already ruled out participating, saying the president's use of the Medicare issue against the Republicans during the campaign had soured him on the process. But the president said he was hopeful other Republicans could be found to help.
There are always a lot of hard feelings after every campaign. I mean, I believe that what I said about the Medicare provisions of the budget I vetoed was accurate and true and fair, and I cannot retract that. I do not believe the picture they painted of the budget I passed, which sparked America's economic recovery, is fair. By any reasonable standard, it wasn't the biggest tax increase in history. Average people did not pay as much as they said they paid. I mean, there were lots of problems I have with that. But that wouldn't stop me from working with them on the budget.
For the first time, the president revealed what Pentagon officials have been saying for months, that it's possible U.S. troops may have to stay in Bosnia after the December 20th deadline President Clinton put on the peacekeeping mission.
We would like to see the proposed mission. We would like to see what our contribution would be. I want to assess the risks, as I always do, and the possible benefits, and then I will make a judgment.
The president was scheduled to take a badly needed vacation next week, but the pressures of planning for a second term were too overwhelming, and he has now decided to stay in Washington to make staffing and policy decisions until the end of the week. Then he'll leave for Hawaii for a few days' rest and fly on to Asia for a summit meeting with the leaders of the Pacific Rim countries. At the White House, I'm Mara Liasson.